Reality is not what really happened. It's just the way history recorded it as happening. And everyone knows that. But few know the difference. Because it's only what you choose to believe that even matters to you. Not the reality of it, and certainly not the truth of it. So it makes no difference if you are an Aspie, schizophrenic, or normal. All realities are delusions. And that is a fact. No matter how much normal or neurotypical people like to think they are normal. To the Aspies and schizophrenics with high IQs, you are just stupid. And you know that is the truth. Just ask one, and they will tell you. So what is reality for everyone? The truth is that there is no common reality for anyone. In fact, reality is like a snowflake. No two are identical. So ask anyone what their reality is, and they will think you are crazy. They cannot tell you what their reality is because they do not know. Most of them do not even understand the question. So in science, reality must take on a whole new set of tools to define reality in a way that everyone can agree. Even the Aspies and schizophrenics who will disagree with everything you have to say just because it's fun. Then science has to deal with religions. Because every religion has a different reality. Because most religions believe that God created the universe. But not one religion explains what God is in terms of science. That is like a school that does not teach you how to read and write. I mean, what good is religion if it does not define what God is in a way that everyone can agree? The worst part about religion is that they believe in Albert Einstein's dynamic universe, which means they really do not believe that God created anything, but they do not see it that way. Because they do not understand the dynamic universe. When Sir Isaac Newton said the universe is static and the force in all his equations is God, so in the dynamic universe, God does not exist on any level. But in the static universe, God is everywhere. So now I ask you, what is your reality? Everyone has dreams, and like realities, no two dreams are the same. And everyone gets confused about their dreams and reality at some point in their life. That is, everyone that has ever thought about it. Because if you do not think about your dreams or reality, then are you alive at all? But yet most of you do not think much about your dreams or reality. As a matter of fact, most of you do not want to think at all. And that is what is wrong with you. You do not think. Which is not a put-down. It's a fact. Most of you do not like to think about anything very hard. Let's face it, when it comes to thinking, there are two different types of people in the world. Normal people, you call neurotypicals, or NTs, or autistic people, who range in communication skills from low to highly functional. Then you have to tack on religion, politics, and sexual orientation, as well as other neurological problems like depression, anxiety, and other syndromes, as well as those people who are schizophrenic and have all these other factors to add to their thinking process. So it's clear that no two people on this planet think the same. Yet you think that everyone's dreams or realities are pretty much the same for everyone. Or that everyone can distinguish between dreams and reality. Which is why some of you gamble or dream about winning the lottery. Because the word reality does not apply to you. So it's no wonder that most of you do not want to think. Because unless you have an IQ over 130, your thinking capacity is severely hampered. And let's face it, most of you have an IQ of less than 130. And very few of you have an IQ over 130, which is considered genius. So it's like trying to get on the freeway with a moped when everyone else is driving race cars at high speed. Or running the latest computer operating system with a computer that is over 50 years old. It just does not have the horsepower to run the thinking process. So it's not your fault at all. Your parents had a choice. Do we want smart kids or good-looking kids? Not that it's a trade-off, but they do not want to marry someone for their brains if their looks were not attractive. So you are a product of that decision. And I am sure you will pass that on to your kids. Just because someone has a high IQ does not mean they know it all or are right about anything. Because in fact, what they know might be all wrong. And I understand this better than most of you. Because I have an IQ over 180, and I can run all the scenarios in my brain, and think about the same thought for years at a time, never losing my focus on the issue at hand. And I learned to run every scenario I could find to figure out which reality was real, and which was a dream. And I concluded that Albert Einstein's dynamic universe was all science fiction. And prove that scientifically using scientific evaluations, when common sense would tell you that you cannot build a time machine, then go back in time and kill your parents so you would never be born to build the time machine, which makes Albert Einstein my favorite science fiction author, but also my least favorite scientist. But the dynamic universe was designed with the very idea being the center of that universe where it creates multiple universes, each with their own timelines and alternate realities. Yet when science looks at this idea and does scientific evaluations, they can only conclude that this is just insane thoughts of madness. And that Albert Einstein must have been schizophrenic to even come up with such an idea, even though everyone knows he was an Ashkenazi with Asperger's syndrome. So he was autistic, and also known to be schizoaffective. Yet you can say the same thing about me. So maybe that was a bad example if I was trying to make a point. But if I wanted to do that, I would just have to point out that Albert only had an IQ of 160. So he did not even have enough horsepower to keep up with my brain once it got running at full speed. So a high IQ can make a difference in how you perceive the universe. But it would take someone with a higher IQ to determine if you are perceiving it right. Which clearly means that those with a lesser IQ could not even think on this level. Which is why some days, it's just good to be me. But most of you will only see an ugly old Jew. You remember that you really do not care about the universe, because you do not really like to think all that deep. And everything I am telling you about science goes against everything you have ever been taught, even though it was what Sir Isaac Newton and Jesus taught. It's clear that the satanic followers of the dynamic universe, where God does not exist, do not believe this way. Normal people like to tell me that I have an ego as big as the universe. But the truth is that egos are something that Aspies do not care about. We take everything literally, and normally just tell it like we see it. We tend to be honest to a fault and loyal to the end. And let's face it, I am not trying to sell you anything. So you are automatically closing your mind to everything I have to say, just because of the way I say it, which is from the viewpoint of the wizard, because deep down, that is who I am. And I see no reason to hide that fact. It's not like in the days of Sir Isaac Newton, when the church would just drag you out in the streets and burn witches and wizards at the stake. No. They are much more inventive about how they kill you nowadays. Yet after all I have said in the last few years, I am still alive. So it's clear that you do not take me serious. Because if you did, things would start to change. The world would start to change. But then you remember that, oh, he is a wizard. What a nut job. He is crazy. Someone should have him locked up in a mentally insane asylum. Because that is how you are. Because you have an ego to feed. So you must disagree with everything I say, just so you can be right. Because if you agree with me, then you are going against the reality that mainstream has gone to so many lengths to maintain, and your limited brain capacity cannot comprehend how you could have fallen for the dynamic universe idea. Knowing that only truly insane people could believe in such science fiction nonsense. But that is how you are. And that is the price for having an ego. As for me, I have no need of such things, nor do I have the need for any of your emotions, which is why I do not believe in religion, politics, or the current mainstream reality. When it comes down to it, how did I change reality? The static universe has been around over 333 years before Albert Einstein decided that his idol, Sir Isaac Newton, was completely wrong, when in fact he did so without any proof, not a shred of it, just one theory after the next, one contradicting the last, till people argue that Albert created the math that made the atomic bomb work. When the fact is that E equals MC squared does not even work. If it did, the bomb would have destroyed the whole universe. But the president said, screw the math. Light that sucker off and let's see what it does. And it has nothing to do with how the bomb works, because they already built it before he completed the math. But you are too stupid to understand that concept. And it's your ego that makes you say such stupid things. Most of you do not even understand why one universe would be better than the other. You have no concept that it even changes your reality. Your ego eats away at you. Or you truly do not have enough horsepower in your IQ to understand this concept. So you dismiss it. because you do not want to believe you are stupid. You say things like, there are smarter people in the world, and they say this is the way the universe works, and that is good enough for me, without fully understanding what you just said, which to me is like a parrot repeating whatever it was told. Because let's face it, you, spelt Y-E-W, are just stupid animals. But that offends some of you, because you take it personally, as if I was talking to you, spelt Y-O-U. While others that get this concept think it's getting old by now. It's like a joke that you have heard over and over again, and it's not funny anymore. Then you remember that I am an Aspie, and to me, this never gets old, because I take all words as spells. So if I spell you, Y-E-W, and tell you it's an animal, just a female sheep, then I am talking to that animal, because I still refer to you as you, and not you, Y-O-U. It's this spell that I got on you, so I can rip into you as hard as I need to get my point across. And you should not get offended if you know I am talking to you, which are female sheep in my herd, because I am just a shepherd, or at least I am the shepherd's dog, talking to be heard. So spells are important to a wizard. And it's this universe I talk about, the one where reality actually means that what is happening is the same for everyone. Because at the subatomic level, things that happen in science can be measured and recorded, and you do not need a high IQ to understand facts that are valid in science. So it's in the static, trinary universe. I only talk about a universe where everything that does happen is reality, which may not go along with events recorded by mainstream media. Sir Isaac Newton said that God is the force in all his equations. Charles Darwin said that only God could create life. So it's clear that both men believed that God was real and not a deity. So when Albert Einstein came up with a theory about the universe that took God out of it, the satanic leaders in charge of the world's finances jumped on it. No matter how stupid the whole concept was, because they knew that as long as they say that all the smartest scientists understand this concept, so no one wants to be the stupid scientist that does not understand it. So like the emperor's clothes, you all pretend to see them, even though the emperor is naked. And this can be the only explanation there is, because the dynamic universe is so crazy on any level that a third grader could tell you why it's stupid to think like that. Logic is one thing that most of you do not have, so try to stay focused long enough to understand what I am trying to explain. Science is the study of objects, determining how they work, what laws they are driven by, and the very nature of that object. So if I track this object and document its behavior, I should be able to prove to you which universe this object belongs in. In this case, it's either the dynamic or static universe. So for an object, let's use a clear glass marble, 1 inch in diameter. This object is very easy to track. Place it in a position you can record its movement at the subatomic level. So place it under the most powerful microscope on the planet. Now record it for a long enough period of time to make an educated guess with. Now let's document the results of analyzing it. Now first we want to do this on Earth, where we have normal gravity. Then a second time in outer space, well outside the Earth's magnetic field, so we can get a recording of it without the effects of gravity from the Earth. The reason for doing this is to document the effects of gravity on the object. So we will also want to record how light travels through the object, which is why I chose glass. So now shine a laser through it and record how light travels through the object. Now that is clear enough instructions. We can pick one spot on the marble just above the area the laser will pass through. This way we don't need to move the position of the microscope to do all testing. Now if we are in the dynamic universe of Albert Einstein, you should see ripples of time that create the gravity around the marble when it's on Earth, because that is the whole theory about how gravity works. So it's the basic fundamental theory on how this universe operates. And if you could not find the time ripples, it's not because you do not have the right type of equipment to record it, because any scientist knows what happens at the subatomic level is really what is happening. And if it is happening, you should be able to see it, or at least see its effects. There must be some curvature of space to take place in order for the dynamic universe to hold up to science. Yet we all know it's not there. So why pretend to see it? It's just like the emperor. It's just a naked marble. But in the static universe, you see God's particle. This is the same particle that Sir Isaac Newton said was the force in all his equations, although he called it force. We are talking about gravity, or any other type of force it could apply to the object. Now let's study this in detail. If we break down the laser beam, use an extremely high-frequency pulsed output, we notice that the light that enters one side of the marble is the same particle that travels through the marble. So like a bullet, the light particle is traveling through the marble and out the other side without moving the marble. So I conclude it's traveling through the marble in another dimension. So it only interacts with the empty space in the marble, which means it is being driven around the solid matter by some intelligence. And when you try to determine the speed of light traveling through the marble, you will conclude that it's not the light that is moving, it's the universe that is moving around the light in another dimension. So in fact, in the zero dimension, also known as null space, was the origin of the laser light particle. And since it has no dimension, it cannot move, so it's static, hence the term static universe. Since we already determined that it's not dynamic, since there is not curvature of the space, so it has to be in the first dimension, that movement is possible. Since the second dimension, it could move in two directions, yet it only moves in one, which is always a straight line. And no matter how many times you do this test, the results are always the same. They are the same in outer space as they are on Earth. So there is your proof that the universe is static, and it's just simple logic. Sir Isaac Newton said that gravity is an unseen force that attracts matter, and has little to do with centrifugal force, because any object in motion has some gravity. And in outer space, objects tend to bind together, rather than to move apart. Which proves that Einstein was wrong, because curvature in space would cause things to repel each other, which is what dynamic universe scientists predicted until they tried it. Because this can only lead you to believe that each object of matter acts like it has gravity. Therefore, they attract each other. And since they can do this without any momentum, and they normally always cluster in areas of high density, it can be said that the objects create enough gravity to create momentum. And the real question is, how? Sir Isaac Newton said that light was the key element in all matter, meaning that all matter could contain light. You can prove this by striking two pieces of metal together, forming an arc, which is a spark of fire, from the conversion of kinetic energy and the density of the atoms holding them together. Due to the laws of conservation of energy, where energy conversion takes place, highly excited atoms burn up from the impact, producing a lightning strike, which ignites small particles of oxygen given off from oxidation, which burns like a gas, with a smell of ozone. Grant you, the smell is small as a lightning strike, microscopic, but if you measure for it, you will find it. So this proves that the light is in all matter. And once organic matter loses its light, it dies. Hence the term, their light went out. Not to be confused with how bright you are, because that is just a quantity that you are connected to, because each cell in your body is the light. The light is operating the cell at the cellular level, moving microscopic engines to create pumps, and to communicate with other cells. The light is encoded into our DNA. It's the light that holds this information, and it's why you can see it. But that is not what you will see in a dynamic universe, because that can vary from one multiverse to the other. And just because it's this way in ours does not mean it will be in theirs. Anything and everything is possible in the dynamic universe, which means it has no master giving it its orders. This is the theory of chaos, and it's how money operates. So the bankers loved it, so they backed it. Think of the dynamic universe as small bubbles. Each galaxy is in a bubble, and the universe as we know it are all in their own bubble. So every star and night is in its own bubble. These are called multiverses. There are copies of each of these bubbles. They are called alternate realities. So anything that is not possible in this universe is possible in another universe. So in one of those realities, the static universe is possible. And if that is so, then there is a paradox. And even Albert Einstein would tell you that paradoxes could not exist in reality. So this means that his whole reality cannot exist. Because in one of them, he went back in time and killed his parents. I would have missed the greatest science fiction tale ever told. But the truth does not work this way. We know that in science, everything can be explained. So in the dynamic universe, that explanation is the Big Bang, which is like all these bubbles are compressed into one very small microscopic bubble. This is called a singularity, also known as a black hole, in which, just like the genie's lamp when rubbed, out popped all these bubbles, and they flew faster than the speed of light, because the laws of physics were not invented yet. But like a wizard pulling the rabbit out of a hat, the supporters of the dynamic universe need to pull their heads out of their ass, because there is nowhere else it could have been if we sprang out of a singularity. Not to mention the fact that it would still be open, and more bubbles would still be spewing out of it, because if it closed, this universe would implode on its own due to the laws of conservation of energy. But I forgot, the laws of physics do not apply to the Big Bang theory. But for an IQ of 70, this theory may sound impressive. But I, for one, would like my science to at least try to abide by the laws of physics. Otherwise, it's just science fiction. Oh, but it is. So I guess it's all right. In the static universe, every atom in existence is what makes up all of reality. It's all based on a system called a vertice matrix. It means that each atom has its own vertice matrix as it moves through space. For example, an atom in our body, as we walk, our body is traveling through space, as the planet below us is spinning at over 8,000 miles an hour, while the Earth rotates around the Sun at 66,000 miles an hour, and our galaxy rotates around the local group of galaxies at 666,000 miles an hour. But if you think that is fast, compared to the zero dimension, it is traveling at the speed of light, which is why the speed of light is a constant. The universe cannot move any faster through it. And to think that every atom in our body is traveling separately through space, since at the subatomic level, each atom in our body never touches, and our body is made up mostly of empty space, or null space, so it's proof that the zero dimension exists, because it's this interaction between dimensions that causes gravity. And as I proved already, gravity is created around all matter at the subatomic level, which means it's getting its energy from somewhere, so it has to be in these dimensions. As the null space in our body allows the light to shine or wash through us, like light shines through glass, which is through the empty space in its molecular structure, and remember that there is only a very narrow band of light that humans can even see, but even radio signals can pass right through us. We are not as watertight as glass, yet it affects the glass the same way it affects all matter. Crush the glass into powder and throw it into outer space. It will clump back together, and in billions of years, it will form back into glass all on its own. So what does this vertice matrix teach us? Creation, life, and transformation from one form of energy into another. Because if you follow any atom in any object in this universe, you will find that this is the truth. From our own ashes, cast into outer space, will clump back together and eventually fall back to a planet and be reused as the building block for another life form. So you never die. You are only reborn through I, which is the light. So it's also God, because the Bible said that God was all light. So do not confuse this with religion about a deity, because Sir Isaac Newton said Christ was inserted into the Bible in the 8th century, so Jesus could not be born back into the flesh. So Sir Isaac Newton believed this was the true God, and only in science could God be found, but not even Jesus liked the churches. He said he would destroy the churches and you would rebuild them in 3 days. So the static universe is not about deities. It's about science. You will find no churches here. Let's face it, the churches burned all the witches and wizards at the stake, and they are the reason that the static universe was denounced by using Albert Einstein's work as proof of how God did not create the universe, which is very odd behavior if they were actually wanted to prove that God did create the universe. So if that does not confuse you a little, then you are too stupid to understand the logic, which is There is only one reason that they would back a science which went against the current science since the static universe, which was 333 years earlier, and that is if Satan was in charge. And since all the churches believe in the dynamic universe, I can only conclude that they are all satanic. But the proof is that over 95% of the leaders are gay pedophiles, which you know they are, if you have actually ever read all the Bibles, which Sir Isaac Newton did, as well as myself. The bottom line is always what you want to believe, but I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. If you want to believe in Satan, that is your free will. But do not sugarcoat it by calling the darkness the light. The dynamic universe is a very dark universe. It came out of a black hole. How much darker could it get? And God did not create this universe. In fact, neither did the laws of physics. In the Bible it said, "In the beginning there was light," but not in the dynamic universe. It started out as "in the beginning there was darkness." Yet 99% of the world believes in the dynamic universe. So I can only conclude they are all satanic. Because who else would believe in Satan? Because the Bible said that they would get you to worship the darkness and embrace the dark god I am, the jealous god, and engrave the words, "In God we trust," on the money Jesus was sold out to. And the religious people think they are the good guys, knowing that 95% of all the religious leaders are gay pedophiles. This type of logic makes no sense, even to you. Yet it's a fact, and it's why the government's allowed the banks to own you and treat you like sheep. And it's because you are sheep. What are you, insane? You would have to be to buy into this dynamic universe. As for me, I do not want to live in a universe that was not created by God. Yet you defend the dark universe with your last breath, knowing that you are fighting for Satan, because only Satan teaches people to worship the darkness. But that is how Satan works, telling you half-truths. But I ask you, what truth does the dynamic universe even hold? The dynamic universe took over the world as a real science because the banks would not fund any other type of research or allow any other type of science to take place. So if you wanted to work for the banks, you had to believe in their science. So it was all about money. It always has been since the days of Moses. So it's no wonder why the banks backed the science of Albert Einstein. It removes God from science. Just as the dark wizard Moses made human slaves to laws, so they could take the ability for only God to judge. So this was a plot to destroy God for a long time. Next they will remove God from the schools, then all its public buildings, then they will remove it from their money. But they already removed God from creating the universe. So you do not live in a universe created by God if you believe in the dynamic or dark universe. Face it, the dynamic or dark universe is all about money. It's certainly not about the science, because it set that back into the dark ages, and money made all of you slaves. The laws you create take away freedom. So all you have left is freedom. But you believe you will die without any money, which shows you how evil it is. A backwards spell. L-I-V-E-E-V-I-L. Live evil. Spelled backwards. The Jews are so clever, and no one hates Jews more than the Jews, that their sentence is considered a hate crime, and they have laws for people who say things like that. So there is no freedom of speech, only free dumb speeches about how wonderful money is, when Jesus said it's the root of all evil. You cannot live without it.
Light Wizard in the Flesh will now define I Am in Step 5. From the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. Not all religions view science the same way, but they all believe in the dynamic universe. But when it comes to the Bible, that is something I do believe in. Even after the church rewrote it and added in Christ. But only a few details are the same from one religion to the next. For example, the Muslims know Jesus was just a messenger, and the Jews believe that he was not the Messiah. And the Christians believe Jesus was born from a virgin and was crucified and died on 25 December and placed in a tomb, and after 3 days was resurrected. But this also describes Horus, who built the pyramids, Aetes, and many more. So we do have common beliefs. And we all know that Jesus was not a Christian, and Allah was not Muslim. In fact, Allah is just another name for God, and Jesus was just the Son of God. But due to the fact that all religions believe in the dark universe, it also means that they do not believe that God created the universe. And that is just a fact, because they are owned by the banks. So they do not have to understand the dynamic universe. They just have to go along with it. And that is what they are doing. In fact, everyone is going along with this insane idea without question. Because when the question of who created the universe is asked, the religious might say, God did. But their science proved God had nothing to do with it. And that is a paradox. And a paradox cannot happen in reality. So this proves that this reality is not the truth. Until the sheeple decide to think for themselves, they will still be just stupid sheep, and you are just stupid female sheep. And for you, nothing has ever changed, nor will it ever. But the moment you believe in the static universe and start knowing that God created the universe and it was scientifically proven, then you, spelt YEW, become you. Spelt Y-O-U. But this shift in paradigm will not take place unless all of you spread the word about how the dark side took over science. And now it's time to take back science and believe in a universe that God created. Well, I could just keep up the joke about how stupid you are for believing in the dynamic universe. But then you would have to ask, how I know this is the truth? And the answer is because I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the light wizard in the flesh.